what's that called? Next door, like next door neighbor, and we love it. It's $100 a month, and we're getting all kinds of work from it.
Okay, the next door is good, but the Angie's, that's not good, right?
Angie sucks.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Okay. Okay, well, here's Sean to apply that rate. Hang on
okay.
for me.
Hey, Jeff, how we doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm blessed and highly favored, you know, on the right side of the dirt.
Right. Right.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to apply this discounted pricing structure for you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, from what she explained it, I mean, it's like you put our business out there and they can call directly to me and tell me what they got going on, you know, and that's the way I like stuff. I don't like stuff like Angie's.com's. Bunch of junk.
Oh, yeah. If you could do anything with Angie's, then you'll love this because those guys are selling the same lead to like five or six people.
Exactly. It sucks. I mean, and then when you do get a number to call somebody, you don't never get nobody. I don't like wasting my time.
Yeah, or your money. I mean, they still charge you for those leads too, don't they? Even if you don't get
them? Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, they do.
That's crazy. Well, I'll tell you, you know, after a couple months, well, a couple weeks of this, I mean, you'll probably wind up leaving those guys if you're not already in that.
I am going to leave them just as quick as I make enough money to pay them off.
Yeah.
Quit them. You have to flip and pay a fee to get out from underneath them.
Yeah, they've been trying to tell everybody that, but never sticks. It doesn't ever end up coming to that. They just part ways with you when you cancel.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know, because I'm going to cancel with them just as quick as I flipping can.
It's an empty threat. If you feel like it's not a good fit for your business, you could part ways with them. And you could also go to your bank and just cut them off from your card, and then what are they going to do?
Exactly. That's my thought. They're wanting me to pay them like $1,700 and some odd dollars to get out of the contract. I have done talk with them and told them that I'm totally dissatisfied with it. You don't get nothing but a bunch of spam calls that I hate fooling with.
Yeah.
You don't never get nothing. I ain't got one single job off of this Angie.com. It's just a bunch of bull.
The reason we're calling you today is we have the ability to put you on the first page of Google. And you can only do that when there's a spot available for excavating and land clearing. And so we have that, right? That's the major benefit to you. Some people wait 6 months, a year for a spot to open up on Google.
Right.
So they can do this, you know? And then you don't have the lead fees. You don't have to worry about calls going to three or four other guys. People could just find you after looking up excavating or land clearing, and they could just contact you directly right there. There's a live call. Obviously, we've put your reviews and a website up there, make sure you look good, right? So they do call you, but that's the simple version of it. You know, and you guys take it from there. So if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It's not based on per lead or per click or per call. You know, you're paying us to keep you up there.
And are they a contract? I mean, if we don't want it no more, do we have to pay to get out of it?
No. We're all month to month, no contract. So everybody you see on the first page of Google, they're coming back on their own each month. And I think that says a lot. Well, you know, smart business owners aren't going to keep paying us every month if they don't see good numbers in return.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in other words, if we decide to do this and it's been 2 months and we've not even got one lead or actually a job. I don't
that won't happen unless you're not answering your phone. I mean, that would be an anomaly.
Okay. Now on the next door neighbor, we've got good reviews. I mean, you can go to it and look at it and you can see we've got great reviews and we just not got a ton of them because we haven't started this that long ago.
Yeah,
but
most people use Google, Jeff. Like, Nextdoor is not really comparable. I know it's probably a lot better than Angie's, But it's not comparable
to
being on.
Oh, it's a lot better than Android.
Yeah, but it's just not comparable to Google. I mean, everybody uses Google. If you pulled out your phone right now and typed in excavating contractor, you're searching on Google for, you know, then you're going to see J&B excavation and land clearing. So it's no different for your customers when we do this optimization. I mean, it's to get to Nextdoor, you got to type in Nextdoor, then you got to go looking for excavation and land clearing to get your business, you know? Some people don't even think about Nextdoor. They just type in, hey, excavator, where's an excavator? So, yeah, eliminating that step and making you easily accessible to the people at the time that they're actually looking for an excavating contractor or they're looking for land clearing will help a lot. And the kind of work that you do, there's good profit margins. You know, I mean, the first job we bring you should offset the cost of the placement for like 6-7 months at a time.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for, especially if this is affordable.
Well, affordable.
How affordable is it, and how aggravating is it, and all that.
I hear
you. We've been through the ringer with Angie, and we're done with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, affordable's got different definitions for everybody, but what I'll tell you is this: is they usually ask for $499 month to month. Tara did you a good service by getting me on the line and applying a new in business credit, which is for companies typically under 5 years, but you guys are right on the 5-year marker. So if I apply that, mm-hmm. and it gets your rate down just $299. So she saved you about $200 bucks. And that's every month.
So it's $300 a month.
Maybe $299 exactly. And there's no other charges. It's just a one-time payment each month.
And it comes out automatically, or do you just bill us?
It's set up to auto process. I'm not manually processing your card each month.
So, like, if we do this, I can get on my phone and say, Google, I want somebody to do some excavating for me, and it's going to pull me up.
Exactly. Whereas right now, they do that search, and your name doesn't come up. You got, like, 3 or 4 other guys that are popping up. They're the ones cleaning up all the business.
Right.
And if we want to cancel,
we just call you and say, hey, we're done with this because it ain't working?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not willing to pay for it or deal with the clients, we're not going to keep putting the work it takes to keep you up there. You know, we just part ways with you as friends. You know, you keep your money, we move on.
Right.
We can find a different contractor that does want to be up there, you know.
Right.
So we have to call and cancel.
Yeah, you just call us and that's it. We don't give you any fuss either. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. I mean, somebody doesn't want to work with us and be on the first page of Google, we're not going to, you know. Right, you'll find somebody that does
what
want it.
What do we have to do on our part? Do we have to download, I mean, to manage it? I mean, I know you was talking about the reviews. Those people, we just tell them we're on Google and they go on there and do the reviews.
Yeah, and there's also an app that we have where you could send them a text message link. I don't know if you've ever experienced that when you work with a company and then all of a sudden you get a text message to, like, put the star rating and write a review. Yeah, so in the app, you're able to do that with your clients, and you could even send that to old clients if you want. Try to build up their reviews, start get your reputation going on Google. But it's pretty easy to manage because we don't get paid unless you guys are getting paid each month. So you have a team of us back here that are helping you and making sure it's working. So we kind of hold your hand and walk you through the setup process and getting all the stuff that Google asks from you in order to make it work.
This sounds a whole lot better than what theirs is. And me, I like the sound of it. What about you, Becky?
Yeah.
If, I mean, as long as it ain't bull crap like flipping Angie. Angie was, I mean, I left
they
a little bad. They just flat out lied to us.
Yeah, it's real apples and oranges. I mean, we're a company that's dedicated to promoting your business. We're not promoting ourselves and then putting you on our website and selling you leads. We're actually just putting your business up there. Like, they're not seeing Local Splash, Google Partner, 10 best excavating contractors, and then clicking on us, and then we send the lead to you. You know, they're actually just going to see J&B excavation and land clearing. So we're not self-promoting and then, you know, selling you leads. We're just connecting you with people who are looking for what you do. We just tell the community, you know, we verified these people. They're legitimate contractors. They'll be able to help you, and this is who we recommend.
Right. And no cancellation fees, you said. And
right.
Let me see something. And is it, how long is it going to stay $299 for how long?
I'll lock in at that deal for as long as you're with us. I'll also send all of this to you in writing right now, too, if you guys are moving forward with us.
So we're in this for 10 years, Williams, and we love it, and we want to keep it for 10 years. It's locked in at $299.
Yeah, I've been here 12 years, and I still have the first client I signed up. Back then, it was $149, so it was actually half, but he's still on board with us. He's cleaning up in the DFW area in Texas pretty nicely. Same deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
I ain't got to sign no paperwork.
Well, we do send you everything in writing, ma'am, and he does need to sign off on that. So it's literally just an outline of the agreement, though. So you guys have documented like everything we're doing from you, top to bottom, and for the price, and then also to back what I'm saying that you're locked in at that deal for all those products and features. So you get the same price, and then it'll have like the billing date, and that you could cancel at any time with any kind of penalties. We send all that in black and white, but at the bottom of that, you do have to sign off on it, acknowledge that you've received it, that you accept those terms.
But let me ask you this. Can you send all that to me, give us this evening to go over it, and then give us a call back tomorrow?
Well, no. So the way it works with the placements on Google, we're just a partner of Google. When a spot opens up, like for excavating and land clearing, they'll give us a list of the companies that qualify. And then my reps, kind of like he was talking to before, she asked me to help with the discounted pricing structure. They call out on a list of you guys until the position fills. And then once they fill it, they close out that category because we just have that one spot open right now. So then we won't be able to work with anybody else within the 50 miles that does excavating or land clearing.
Right. So you won't be showing Tom, Dick, and Harry anywhere in my area the same thing.
Exactly. That's how we ensure the person we're working with is getting the maximum benefit of it each month, is that we don't have 100
right.
of you guys in one area, you know? There's only three top
right.
recommended guys for the service area, and as a Google partner, we just have one spot open within our company right now that we're actively looking to fill. So once that spot's filled, we're not working with anybody else.
Right. Well, that's... Did you hear that about it?
No, I didn't hear that part, Jeff.
The paperwork to Rebecca Cooper, COOPER, 1971 at yahoo.com.
Wait, what do you want me to send? I'm sorry. I missed the first part.
I thought you were sending the paperwork. I thought you said you were going to send it all for us to...
Oh, yeah. So the service agreement, it's not a contract. It's just an outline of the agreement, but it comes through automatically with, like, your login credentials for your tracking system. So, like, the app
uh-huh.
is the app and the contract are only accessible to an active client. So, like, once I activate the profile, it'll send it over. But basically what I was trying to assure you of is that everything that I'm telling you will end up getting sent to you in writing. And then if you change your mind or you see something in there you don't like, you could always discontinue it. We'll send you guys your money back. You know, we're not trying to pull any fast ones on you here. We always give everybody a 3-day right of rescission after they sign up. So if you guys go over that paperwork this weekend and you say, nah, I don't want to do it, I mean, we'll just refund you. I won't give you any fuss.
Well, let me get my phone so I can download the app and listen.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get my phone.
Okay. Go
so
grab
I can
it.
Download the app.
You go grab it. Okay. I'll try to send over like an example of the agreement too, if that makes her a little happier, Jeff.
Yeah, we've just been through the ringer with Angie.com.
Good
and
woman, man. She's looking out for you.
Yeah, I know. I won't hardly do nothing without her say-so on it because, I mean, we've done spent money, and I'm going to do this.
I'm a married man.
What you said.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them and tell them it's canceled, we're done, and then that credit card, I'll probably cancel my credit card so they can't hit it no more.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I appreciate you, you know, everything that you said, and I understand your situation. I've been doing this a long time, so I tried to set you up with a package here where you guys shouldn't need anything else after today. Like, I'm hoping that this is going to be the one-stop shop for you. I shouldn't even say hoping. I'm confident that this is going to be the last marketing stop for you. You guys won't have
they
to go through these
call
calls
me.
Anymore. Yeah.
They'll
call you direct.
And that's what I like.
What app am I looking for?
It's called Local Splash. So it'll have an orange and blue LS. But if you type in local, like people in your area, then splash like water in the app store.
They have a local splash. Hang on.
Yeah. It'll have an orange and blue LS, like a dark blue. And it'll have a little splash behind the logo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, simpleness is better for me. I love stuff simple.
I hear you, yeah. But the people that this works best for, you got to kind of be able to at least use the app, you know? It's,
right.
And
your wife can.
Yeah, okay. That's a concern, too, because I've talked to our CEO here before, and he's like, hey, if people can't use the app to get to their leads, then tell them it's not a good fit for them. You know, he's like, don't even sign them up because that's going to be a problem, you know? And
you said the word I don't like to hear. You just said leads.
Yeah.
Well, you will get leads from being on Google, but we're not charging you for leads, right? People are going to see you and call you. So the way it's set up, you guys, people are coordinated to call you first. Like, they just do the search. Your name's there, your reviews, your website, everything. They could click the call button and call you directly. Now, let's say you guys miss that call. The tracking system saves their number. And so at that point, I mean, that's a lead. I mean, it's basically a phone number with somebody's information and what they're looking for, and you go call them back. But it's not like a lead we're charging you per lead or... You know what I mean? It's just something that naturally happens as a byproduct of being on Google. It's more so just saved information from somebody that called you.
But can we put two phone numbers on it so we don't miss the call? Either sometimes I'm working in locations where I've got no service. And if they call me, they ain't going to be able to get a hold of me. But my wife stays closer to where she's got better service, and she can catch it if I miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I could set you guys up with a business Google tracking number. So it'll have the Google number on there, and then the Google number, when they dial it, it'll call you first, Jeff. If they don't get a response, then it'll automatically go over to her. And on your guys' phone, if you just save that number as, like, potential lead, when it's calling in, you'll know that it's a potential lead on your caller ID system. Does that make sense?
That's what it'll show. It'll show it's a potential lead. It won't say potential spam.
No. So what will happen, Jeff, is like I'll get you a separate, like a Google Voice number, right? So on your listing, they'll see the Google number. They click on it. It calls that, right? But it goes to you in real time. So on your phone, you have that Google number saved in your contacts as potential lead. So every call that hits your phone from that phone number, it's going to be somebody that found you online, and it'll tell you on your phone, potential lead.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'll have that.
That way you know it's not like a spam call or something. And then if you don't answer, it's going to go over to her phone and start ringing her phone instead of just hanging up on the people.
Good. Very good.
Well, now, yeah, I was going to say my phone's going to be the one that has the app downloaded, not his. So will it still do that, him not having the app?
Yeah, because what the app will be set up to do is track anything that goes through the Google tracking number instead of just one of your guys' numbers, even though it's forwarding to your guys' numbers. So the app will still have the same data on it no matter which one of you is accessing the app. Make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's for if you both miss it, then only you're going to have access through the app, or whoever has the app downloaded is going to be able to call people back.
Yes, that's fine. That'd be my wife.
How big of an area are we talking about?
Great question.
We're not overly interested in Asheville.
I hear you.
Weaverville,
so,
yes, but not Asheville.
We had you guys marked down on our map here as Burnsville, 28714, right? So that's what Google recognizes you guys as. So that's your center location. They're actually going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a Google verification letter, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of it, and that verifies your location. You'll notice the people on the first page of Google, they have a little red dot kind of telling the people where that business is. Now, we could hide your address.
Yeah.
We don't have to put it up there. But that pin marks the center location for you, and then you could cover up to 40 miles around as like a radius.
Right, right.
That location.
And it's about 40 miles from right here to Asheville.
Right.
So we could just tell them we're not interested.
Yeah, we can just tell them we're not interested if it gets to
Well, we can exclude things too, Jeff. Like, if I sign you up right now, it's not a done deal, right? We got to have another conversation on Monday with our client interview technician in that department. And these are the guys that are actually going to be putting it all together. So they'll ask you, like, hey, is there any areas you don't want to go to? We know you do excavation and land clearing, but we could actually list you for 15 keywords. So is there 13 other services maybe, or maybe other ways people might phrase those services that we could list you for those too? So that way we're still getting opportunities in case somebody types in something else like grading or resloping, right? So we'll customize it to you. So that, and we'll target the areas that you're willing to go. So that way when the calls come in, it's not somebody wasting your time or their time. It's already kind of pre-screened in a way. That make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for 21 years, Jeff. I've been doing it 12 years myself, so I can't tell you how many businesses I've helped start.
Right. I understand, and I appreciate that. I really hope and pray that this works just as good as you're saying.
It does. It does. Like I said, the only thing where it wouldn't is if you guys aren't proactive. And that's why I brought that up to you, is like, you got to be able to access the app sometimes. Even if the calls come through,
yeah.
I have guys tell me, we answer our phone. We never miss a phone call, and we're responsive. And then I'm calling them for the client interview the next day, and I'm calling them 3-4 times, not picking up. And then he finally get them on the line, and I'm going, look, that's exactly what we were talking about. You know, you gotta be on top of it. So the people who are on top of it, they do very well with it. If it's something you put on the back burner and you start missing a bunch of clients or not being responsive to it, they'll literally tell you keep your money next month, and they'll go give it to another excavating company.
Right. I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that. I'm in places sometimes where there is no reception, and it's crucial that the same phone call can go to my wife.
Right, and that's also why the app is crucial too, you know, because that helps.
So I don't need to set that. I don't need to set the app up today. We'll do that on Monday.
Yeah, that's fine. You could do that on Monday, or you could do it over the weekend. Because when I sign you up, they're gonna send you the username and password for it. And, I mean, there's nothing stopping you from going and download it on your phone tomorrow if you get bored or something, you know, and then you could log in there and get familiar with it. But there's not going to be too much in there until we get you going, though.
But on Monday, I'll be on the job. My wife will be here. We'll be separated. We won't be together.
Okay.
So,
well, if you tell me she can handle the call, you know, or if you guys want to talk it over this weekend, all they want in that appointment is really the services you provide, Jeff, and the areas you're willing to travel to. For the website, we'll send over some examples, and you guys can look those over. I'll actually send that to you now, and you guys can look those over the weekend. And if you see a format that you like, we'll use that as the starting point, and we'll build it all out for you, do all the legwork. We'll send it to you once we got the rough draft done, and then if you want to change anything, you let us know until we get it to represent you how you want it, and then we'll go live.
Well, how hard is it to get you back on the phone? I mean, I can understand you. You're speaking English. You ain't got no accent. I'm fine with dealing with somebody like that.
I hear
when
you.
When I meet other people get on that, like me, it's fine. I'll just try to talk.
Yeah.
I
yeah, so... I'll send you my number, but I don't want to give you the impression that I'm the only guy you need to talk to. Like, there's other people that you're going to have to talk to in order for me to get all this stuff for you. You know, we're building a website. We're doing a lot of things for your business here to brand it online. So I'll send you my number and with my direct extension. That way you have it, and you got a familiar voice if you need it. But, you know, also don't be closed-minded. If my reps are calling you on Monday, don't go, hey, I only want to talk to John, because that's not going to help anybody, you know?
Right. But now, as most of y'all's people are English-speaking people that speaks plain like you and me.
Yeah, we're partnered with Google, so we're in California. It's just they might be
right.
Crazy. They might be a little crazy leftist, but they're clear.
Right. You're not talking too fast to where I can't understand you, or you're not. You're doing perfect.
Oh, okay.
So, they're
patient.
Somebody gets on and they're just, crap, I lost everything you just said, you know. I can't comprehend that.
Understood.
I like to talk plain.
Yeah, I tell my agents, you know, I put notes in there and I say, be patient, you know, especially if I notice, like, not calling you guys old, right? But if I notice that you're a little older, then I tell them, hey, slow it down. Because you talk to, you know, a guy that's 25 that's doing an excavating business. He's just running around all crazy. You know, you tell him this stuff and he just gets on his phone and does it while we're on the phone and goes real quick, you know? So,
right.
I do tell them that. I put the notes in there kind of like, hey, you know, this the generation, slow it down, make sure you're clear, speak clearly, and that way we can get them serviced properly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, why is your number showing up Arden, North Carolina?
Oh, because when Tara transferred you guys over to me, or I think when she called you initially, it was through the computer instead of the landline. Because she was calling through a dialer. So you got called through the PC, and usually what Google does is they'll pick up their local number from your area, and that's what shows on the screen.
Right.
Yep. So our actual number is the one that I've been texting you on there, and I just sent you my direct number from. That's that 877 line, but my direct extension is 544. So it's the same phone number, but if you want to call me direct, you hit 544.
Okay, now a thing, when I was setting up this app, I had to put his number in, which is going to be a problem, because if he's not with me, it's sending everything, the verification codes and everything, to his phone.
Yeah, well, when I set it up, I could put, like right now when I set it up, before you guys have the Google number, I could add you to the cell phone category, and I could send all the text messages to you from this point on, if you just want to provide me with your number, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's
828-284-6575. Okay. And I texted him an example of the agreement in writing there, too, because you were asking about it. That one's just kind of like the blank version without the actual numbers in it. But once I do your account here and I sign you guys up, it'll send you the real one for you to sign off on. But it looks virtually the same.
Now, you're going to be the one that sets us up 100% and then we're good to go, or we're going to be talking to two or three other different people
Monday.
Yeah, so on Monday, the general process that we do for client interviews is I schedule it with you right now. I'll pick a best time for you, right? I'm going to ask you for an hour window. I'm going to call you first and then with the representative on the line in that department, and I'll introduce you to them. And then they'll take over the call from there, and they walk you through it. Now, the only time that doesn't happen that way, Jeff, is if I'm actively on a call, or like if one of my clients calls me and I'm tied up, they're just going to call you directly. So that's why I'm telling you, you might get a call from somebody else, and I need you guys to be able to cooperate with them. I can't do it all. You know, they have specialists that went to college to build websites and do all those fancy things and get it up and running real quick for you. I could appreciate that we have common ground from a social perspective, but I do need you to be able to communicate with these other people too, to be able to fulfill and get you everything that you need to be successful with the placement on Google.
Okay, well, that all to me sounds good.
Yeah, there'll be a time where you guys might get a call from an actual Google rep that I don't even know who they are. They're just a Google rep, and they're saying, hey, we're verifying your account that John submitted, you know, and now I don't even know. They're just calling you directly. I don't know who that rep is, you know. So I just want to be clear about that, those things.
Well,
they're going to ask you, do you have a license? Do you have insurance? Do you have business registration? You know.
Yeah.
So, my name, do you need to put my name, not only my number, but my name on there also?
Yeah, let me go into the settings here, because I haven't gotten the yes from you guys yet, so I'm just sitting here all just talking hypotheticals, not really writing it down. So let me go into the settings. What's your first and last, man?
My first name's Rebecca.
Rebecca.
My last name's Honeycutt.
Last name one more time?
Honeycutt.
Honeycutt. Oh, I love that. Okay. Is that your last name too, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
I like it. How long have you two been married?
We've been married almost 5 years. We've been together 14 years.
Okay. And I got married in 2022, and I'm pulling my hair out every day. No.
Well, I'll tell you, my first go-around, I'm gray-headed for a reason. Second go-around, I've got the best woman in the world.
Yeah, it's because you're smarter the second time around. You know what to look out for.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole lot smarter, that's for sure. I sure got a whole lot better, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy, but I watched her push my boys out, and I'm like, all right, you know. And she's got to deal with a lot of testosterone. She's surrounded by me and two little guys, so I try to have mercy on her as much as possible, but she takes advantage too, so.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to sympathize with you, but you're going way too far. You got whole world on a silver platter.
Reading on this, and it's within a month, additional website project management is provided to client in 5-hour increments, thereof at a rate of $375 per each occurrence.
No, so that's like if you canceled the service and you keep the website and you still need help with the website, then they tell you, okay, we're going to charge you for helping you out. When you're a client of ours, it'll have, like when I sign you up here, it'll say that your monthly charge, $299, every month reoccurring, $299, and all those things are included, and there's no extra charges. They disclose those things to you in there, because it's like we have people where maybe they don't want to be on the first page. This is the thing I actually hate about my job, right, is I'll sign these guys up, and then 6 months later, they'll be doing so good, and then they go, I don't need to pay you the next 6 months, because I'm booked out already. I got enough jobs to last me the next 6 months. So they don't want to keep paying for the advertisement. They go, let me go ahead and stop the payment on that, but I want to keep the website, and I want you guys to do this on the website. And so we have those, like, severances in there if you want to go that route. But if you just want to shut it down and part ways, then, you know, we give you all your stuff, and we just get out of there. There's no charges.
Right. Okay, so that's what it's talking about with a cancellation.
Yeah, there's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But if you cancel and you say, hey, I still want some services or I want to keep that, it's disclosing that in there, like what you'd be looking at in that situation.
And it'll go up higher price by doing that, correct?
No. What do you mean?
No. It'll still stay at $299. Me, personally, if this job, if this fight isn't making me money, at least one job a week, you'll never hear me say cancel. You know, I'll never be canceling.
Yeah, we know that.
Every day I'm on the ground.
We know that. You got to understand, the $299 is all we pay, so we're invested in making sure that you're getting those leads, you know? That's why I was telling you it'd be a lot better service for you, because you have a team of people here with a ton of experience. And they're partnered with Google, so we could get things done as fast as humanly possible. And we're invested in you actually being successful. When you do something like Home Advisor by Angie's, they get paid whether you're successful or not. They just send you the number and charge you, right? So that's where you're running into the situation like that, where it just feels like you don't have people there that care and they're doing all these things. You know, we're not going to do anything that's a detriment to your business. I mean, if you decided to leave us, it's not like we're going to act like a salty ex-wife and tell you, oh, well, you know, it's like, okay, you know, there's other people that want to be on Google. It's that simple. So I want to be real clear about that.
I'm all in as far as it goes. And my wife's a checking. She's going through her phone looking at this stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
Rebecca know, I'm going to send you guys an actual agreement, too. So she's going to read through that one, and then we're going to send the actual one with the numbers on it, and then she's going to have to read through it twice. But
she don't care to read.
Yeah. It's pretty simple, though. Like, they have asterisks in there, like some things that don't agree, but I think she's getting tied into it because it's paperwork, and that makes it feel like a contract. But in the paperwork at the bottom, it's going to clearly state that it's month-to-month, no contract. So that's not actually a contract there. That's just documentation of, hey, this is what we're doing in exchange for the price. This is what you paid us to do. This is our end. This is your end. But it's not saying that you have to stick with us for 3, 6, 12 months. Like, none of that stuff is you're set in stone and you're obligated to do these or pay these fees. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And no matter what, $299, we're not going to get charges from other people. Now, I was looking on here. Do you all... It says Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, and Apple Maps. Is that everything that...
Yeah, we're going to do all that for you.
And just one price. We ain't going to get separate charges from other...
Nope, that's right. And your website's included, too. So we're going to have multiple ways of getting leads for you. But most of your calls, you guys, are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses nowadays.
Well, let me ask you a question hypothetically, okay? Because
uh-huh.
I don't want to put something in your mouth that ain't there.
Yeah.
When you put us on there and everything,
mm-hmm.
And say everything's 100% go,
mm-hmm.
and do you suspect that I'll get one job a week, one job 2 weeks, or how quick do you think that this will actually take off, and how much will it take off, do you think?
Yeah,
I mean,
so the thing I want to, yeah, the thing I remind all my clients when they sign up with us is, like, you're jumping through all these loops, but at the end of this tunnel, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years. So I won't lie to you to get you to sign up with us. Like, I won't tell you you're going to get 20 clients, Jeff, because if you get 12 and I lied to you and you paid us based on that, and you're going to cancel. And then my company looks at me like, you SOB, right? So
right.
I don't do that. That's a dirty way of doing things. The truth is that we put you up there. It's what people use to find things more than anything, right? But I can't guarantee you that you're going to get a certain amount of business. Even if I see that guys are up there right now and they've been getting 2 to 3 calls a day, I still can't tell you, hey, you're going to get this many, because I can't guarantee that. The only person that can guarantee you the job is the guy that we connect you with. And then you go out there and shake his hand, then you're having the ROI from it. So,
I understand. I was just trying to put you out on the plank.
Yeah, I hear you. But the calls are recorded, so I've walked this rope for the last 12 years. I know, like, hey, you could say this, you can't say that. You know, they just want us to, it's a month-to-month service, and we're supposed to build trust with you guys and build a relationship with you guys where you're coming back for years. And that's not going to happen if I'm lying to you or promising you the moon and the stars and it doesn't turn out that way. You know, that's just how you burn a bridge real fast, you know. So, and are you going to be a millionaire next month? I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be a millionaire next month. No. Are you going to start seeing more and more clients in the next few months, the most profitable time of the year? Absolutely. If there was ever a time to try it out on a month-to-month basis, this would be the time to do it, and I got you a rate that's about $200 cheaper than what your competitors are paying for the same exposure.
Right. Well, I'm sold. I like it. If I can just get one job out of this a month.
Easily doable.
Hit a pay for this service, you know?
Easily doable. Yeah, most companies, Google's a search engine. You got to understand, things like Nextdoor and Home Advisor by Angie's, those are directories. Like Yelp and all those things, those are directories. So when we're putting you on the search engine, a lot of these guys pay to do Google advertising so they can get customers to sell to you as the leads on their platform.
Well, now I've got a question, and is this what it's going to be like? Because, I mean, this is what I use.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually used Bing. He uses Google.
We do
so
Bing for you,
for
Rebecca.
That sounds great. That's why I was looking at that. But when I'm looking for a restaurant, I type in something. It pulls up the name, the phone number, and then you've got a choice of going to their website or a phone number to call them. Is that what this is going to look like?
Yeah.
It's kind of similar.
Exactly. Yeah, we're building that profile and hosting it for you and making sure that you're showing up in front of the right people. So they're looking up excavating, land clearing, the things that Jeff requests to be found for on Monday, or you if you're there with us.
Yeah. Okay. It'd have to be later. Is that possible, say 6 o'clock?
For both of us to be there, it'd have to be
that
late. But if we can be 9 o'clock.
6 o'clock works. We have a 6 to 7. It's our last appointment of the day on Monday.
That's
the way we both can be here. I can still go do my job and then get home and be here by 6 o'clock.
Okay. Let me reserve the spot for you now, so that way nobody takes it out from underneath us.
Okay. And will you be contacting my phone or her phone that day?
You tell me. Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? You tell me.
his phone. Yeah, contact on his phone.
Okay.
My phone's got a better speaker phone.
I got you, Jeff. All right, I'll schedule it with the 828-208-7183.
That's correct.
Okay. I still got Rebecca on file here, though, so I'll send the reminder text message to Rebecca. About 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Not 2 o'clock. I'm sorry. 5 o'clock. It'll be 2 o'clock our time.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a winner.
All right. Good to go.
And at that time, I'll need a credit card or a wallet.
No, I'm going to get that from you now, actually, but I got to finish creating this account. What's your email address?
Got to be Becky.
It's the one I was giving you, Rebecca.
You get a call.
Cooper. It's RebeccaCooper.
Mm-hmm.
1971 @yahoo.com.
1971 @yahoo. Okay. And then that verification letter I talked about earlier, where Google sends you that postcard in the mail so we can verify your address in Burnsville. What's the, can you confirm the street address for me?
It's 1555. Georges Fort, Georges Fort, Georges Fork Road, Burnsville, North Carolina.
Got it. 28714. Okay, yeah. Jinx.
It is.
All right, we got you. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed on Google and Bing?
They can start calling it 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we don't want to do 6.
Well, I'm fine with 6.
Well, you might be.
You guys are funny.
See, I mean, we're up, but right now that's the only free time we got.
The moment of silence before the storm starts. Yeah.
Let's start, yes. Do 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, 7 to 5. We're going to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Weekends are fine. Saturday.
Okay, so 7 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and Sunday,
yeah.
You go fully closed on Sunday or by appointment only?
Fully closed.
Okay, you guys are giving me two different answers. I'm going to go with Rebecca.
Yeah, I said fully closed too.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right. Do you guys accept cash, check, and card?
No cards.
No cards.
No cards.
Okay.
Cash or check.
Okay. All right. I got your profile set up here. Looking good. Do you have a logo for J&B Excavation and Land Clearing?
We do. We have a card. I could probably.
All right. I'm going to text you this email address, Rebecca. When you get a chance, just send it over. And if he has some before and after pictures anywhere that you guys can pull together, send those in too. It'll help us build the website for you. I want to have the logo on the site and maybe if we have some pictures of stuff he's done in the past or maybe some of his equipment.
Can you look up that .com? What's that other Becky that we're on? Next door neighbor. Can you actually pull something up and pull
pictures? Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to send them to us. That way we have proof. Like we could prove to Google that we were given permission to use them. Because there's all kinds of copyright laws out there, you know. People are crazy. They've pulled us into situations of like, hey, can you do this for me? And we go do it, and then they're going, ah, I didn't tell them to put this on our site, and people are crazy.
Well, we've got a lot of good comments and stuff on that as well.
Which we can send. They're going to send us a link. Can send to our customers.
Yeah, you could always send it over. We just want it to come from you guys, so that way it's not us doing it on our own. We could show that you guys gave us consent to use that information.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you spell your last name with one T?
Oh, no. I just messed up.
What happened?
I can't talk and do two things.
No.
What'd you do?
I just sent a blank email.
It's okay. Oh, that ain't gonna hurt nothing. You're fine. But the last name is Honeycutt with one T, right? I don't know why I'm asking that.
Well,
I'm just looking at it.
No, it's two T's.
Oh, okay.
And it's H-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Some people do H-U, but it's...
No.
H-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah. It just looked wrong, and it's like if somebody said, like, Jeffrey with one S, it's like, eh, this looks weird. So I had it with just one T, and I was like, this doesn't look right. I'm like, let me just double check. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming Rebecca's maiden name was Cooper based on the email, but I sent you that that invitation for the appointment on Monday between 6 and 7, so... We're all set, you two. I just got to secure the first month's payment, and then we'll be sending over the paperwork, and then we're good to go until Monday.
Okay, you said you want to go ahead and take the payment right now?
Yeah, I'm going to secure that position on the first page for you guys, so that way the spot's yours.
Okay.
Okay. How did you want to secure the payment? You want to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's American Express through United Community Bank.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are triple protected. I don't know why you worry about anything online. You know, American Express, I love my American Express. I call those guys up, tell my rep, hey, cancel that. And they do it right away. They're great.
Well, that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I love Amex. But they're a little different, these cards. These cards, instead of 16 digits on the front, it's going to be 15. So if you could read that from left to right.
It is different. Are you ready?
I'm ready for you.
It's 3725-1200007.
120007.
94440.
94440. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
8/25.
8/25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
845.
And tell him if he's having any issues with Home Advisor by Angie's, you know, your American Express, if he used that card. And you can call them, too, and they'll definitely get it out of there. They'll stop all transactions from them in a hurry, and he's basically canceled at that point.
Well, the thing is, that's what me and him were talking about, because
they tried to threaten
it's going to cost us
I know. I know. It doesn't stick, though. No, it doesn't stick. Rebecca, I'll text you this article from the Federal Trade Commission about that.
Uh-huh.
Every time the people, it never goes through. They never get charged at 30%. That's what I was telling him earlier. It's just they try to scare you into staying on board with them.
We actually put that one on a Discover card. We can always call and have them cancel it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you could always go to your bank and tell them, hey, stop these transactions. Yeah, then watch how their tone changes when they start calling you. Hey, oh, now you want to call me because you can't get my money anymore, so you want to try to call me and act all friendly.
I told him, I said, I don't think it's anything that can ruin our credit, because that's something we sure don't want to do is ruin our credit.
Nah, they're not going to do it. Like, they tell you, oh, we're going to charge you this 30%. Charge you 30% of what? What leads? What jobs did you get? 30% of what? You know? And so the stuff you want to charge me 30% of something you were hypothetically going to give me, but I decided I didn't want anymore? Like, it doesn't work like that. And then they're not going to go through claims court in North Carolina when they're all the way out in Colorado trying to collect on something just because you don't want to work with them anymore. And they don't want bad reviews or to get reported to the FTC any more than they already have. So they just throw that out there for God knows what reason. I just think they want to scare people into sticking with them because they suck. If you don't suck, you don't got to do things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a chick telling you, you got to marry me on the first date. Like, no, I know for sure you're a psychopath.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah. Find out later she killed her ex-husband and all this other stuff. She's married in three other states.
That's it.
Yeah. And then they want to say, oh, well, we got married with no prenup. I'm entitled to half. Get out of here.
Ooh, you watch Criminal Minds too, huh?
Yes, so, I
not only that.
I've seen enough of it already. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I always do that. I always think about my lady. I'm like, yeah, it's not that easy to just up and leave anymore. We're all tied in with family. Let's sit down and work this out. And then she always wears me out. And I go, okay. I'm going to go play golf. I'll be back in 5 hours. Blow off some steam. I had a generic decline, it said here, when I tried to process this for you guys, and I think it's they're going to send you a notification, maybe, or either of you getting a message to confirm the payment?
Not unless it went through his email. Hang on. Hey, look.
Got another one of these, too, didn't it?
Well, that, is that the same?
No, it's totally different.
Let me see it.
But the date is the same, but the number is different.
Yeah, they sent us, but it's got the same...
same time.
No, I mean, yeah, it's got the same expiration date, but this one's Visa. It ain't American Express. Well, he don't ever discard his card, so I'm not sure which one of these. They're both through United Community. Let me look at his email, though, first, because... No, we ain't got no... Let's try this other card. That ain't been used in a long time and see if this one...
Okay, I could switch it. I could try here. Let me... which one is this? Is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
This one's Visa, and it's off United Community Bank, too.
Oh, wanted to ask you, maybe the decline is the card under Jeff's name, or is it under... Rebecca.
It's under Jeff.
Okay, I put Jeffrey Honeycutt on there, and then.
Well, now R E Y.
Yeah, J E F F R E Y, and then is the street address though for the card, like the billing address, the George's Fork Road.
Yeah, but let me see, because everybody spells his name. This is J E F F E R Y.
Ah, that's probably it right there.
Which is Jeffrey
right.
W.
Yep.
Jeffrey W. Honeycutt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some things are spelling his
Does
name
it say
different.
J&B Excavation and Land Cleaning?
No,
clearing?
It don't.
No? Okay.
It does not. It's just
but the billing address is all the same. Oh.
It is.
You know what, too? It's an Amex, and I got a 3-digit security code. It should be 4 numbers on the front.
Yeah, they are. It's 4207.
4207. Yeah, I had 845 here.
Oh, that was the 3 security code on the back.
Yeah, but the Amex, you're supposed to use the 4-digit code on the front as the security code.
Oh, okay. Sorry, didn't know that.
No,
no
it's
a little.
It's okay. I didn't catch it either until right now. So you're fine. Let me try to reprocess this one. See what it does.
Okay.
Yep,
and
that was
initial. No.
That was
yeah.
It. That was it. Yeah, it was the security code. So on the Amex, you got to do the 4 numbers on the front, not the 3 numbers on the back like the other cards.
Okay.
Yeah, it went through, Jeff. You're good. So the payment went through. Now Rebecca's going to start receiving those text messages with everything in writing. So they'll send you the username and password for the tracking system and app. They'll just send you an outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on. And then they'll also send, it'll just say like pictures needed for Google verification, but I already gave you the email to try to send in pictures. If you have any pictures of his like license or insurance or business registration, even if it's not up to date, you can just show that you guys had it at some point and send that in. That'll help too with his Google verification. They'll put a little badge and a check mark on his Bing listing too, and it lets the customers know that we've verified him as a contractor. He's safe for them to go ahead and hire.
Okay.
Yeah, that just eliminates them having to do all their legwork. That's why everybody uses Google and Bing, because you know that the people on there, you're not going to get some rinky-dink fly-by-night contractor. Google and Bing made sure that they're real contractors that they're recommending to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have trouble with it, you sound unsure there, but if you have trouble with it, you can call in too. Becky, you got... Got our my direct number.
Yeah.
We have 24/7 customer service too. Like I said, we need you guys to be successful if we're going to be successful.
Okay. What is let me get your name again.
Mm-hmm. It's John. My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L, but it's John, just like the Bible, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And last name's Hill, H-I-L-L, and then the phone number it's 877. 635.
Which I just got. Let me look. Hang on.
I did text it to Jeff. It's in his text messages.
877-635-6225.
Yep, and then you hit 544 to call me directly.
All right, hang on.
And if it's after hours, you hit 1, you get a live operator. We got 24/7 customer service.
Extension 544.
544.
I got it.
Okay. All right. And so the first month's payment processed today. It's in the discounted price $299. Then, like I mentioned, every month moving forward on the 16th day, it's going to be $299, and it's going to stay there. It won't go up or change. And then you guys are allowed to discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. I do recommend you try it for at least 2 months, but again, you can cancel at any time. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, let us know before the 16th, so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I think I got everything squared away. So for right now, the only thing I want you to focus on, not to overwhelm you, but over the weekend, if you want to download that app, try to send in photos, logo if you can, and then obviously sign off on the subscription terms. And then if you're having any issues, call in. I'm not in over the weekend, but we do have reps that could help you at extension 1. And then I got the client interview scheduled between 6 and 7 o'clock on Monday. I sent that invitation to you, and I'm also going to text you an hour before, Rebecca.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay? Don't feel overwhelmed with this stuff, you know? I'm telling you all these things and all the products and features just to give you guys clarity on what we're doing back here. That's the whole point of you hiring us, though. So don't overwhelm yourself with all this information, you know? I try to keep it simple, and we'll just go one step at a time so we can get you guys foot in the door on some customers here as quickly as we can.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you too. All right, bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.